السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words to Amr bin Qais and his cousin. "Will you two move away so that you will not hear any of my calls for help or notice my calamity? Anybody who hears our cry or notices our calamity and has not responded or helped us is indeed Allah's right to throw them into the fire upon their nose."
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahduk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. This is an episode of the program Dialogue. I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani explaining some aspects of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's movement. It was at the same station that is at Qasr Bani Muqatil within present-day Iraq that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam encountered Amr ibn Qais and his cousin. Well, as Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was on the way toward al-Kufa and he wanted to collect as more information about the actual situation and context in al-Kufa, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam inquired Amr ibn Qais al-Mushriqi and his cousin whether they had been there in order to help Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not. Then upon receiving the negative answer, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam suggested them to move away from that place, I mean from that region. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated that nobody would reach felicity if he had received the news and the call of help of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam but never helped him. From this indication, we find that, first of all, when an infallible Imam requests help, it's incumbent, it's essential and mandatory for everybody, I mean for all Muslims, to help the infallible Imam. And parenthetically, it must be indicated that even today, if we receive the call of help of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, it's mandatory for all of us, one by one, to help him. The same holds true. This is the rule, I mean, without any exception. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam indicated to Amr ibn Qais and his cousin that whoever receives the call of help of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam but never helps him, they would be thrown into the hellfire in the world hereafter. At the same time, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to rescue people, and this act of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in order to rescue people was in several ways, either by attracting them to himself, and in this way, those who had joined him would have their sins wiped out and deleted from the profile, or by showing them to leave the battlefield scene and in order not to witness the battles and the military conflicts exerted on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we find that an infallible Imam is the Imam of helping people, the Imam of rescuing people from hardships and from that end. We hope to receive the graces and attention of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to get out of our calamities. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayki ya Abdullah.
As-salamu alayki ya Abdullah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني